天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。今天呢，我们将来学习十诫中的第二条诫命，那就是要用正确的方式来敬拜神。何为正确的方式呢？在创世纪第二十章第四节的经文中又有哪些深刻的意义呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello listening friends，
亲爱的朋友你好。
Welcome again to this broadcast，
欢迎你再次收听我们的节目。
If you have not listened to the broadcast before, we are talking about the Ten Commandments.
如果你以前没有收听过我们的节目，现在我们正在讲有关十诫的信息。
And today we're going to talk about the Second Commandment.
今天我们要来谈谈第二条诫命。
I think most parents have a desire in their hearts to leave their children some sort of inheritance.
我想大多数为人父母的内心都有一个愿望，那就是给自己的孩子留下一些遗产。
Parents and grandparents work hard in order to put something away for their children and grandchildren.
祖父母和父母们拼命的工作，就是为了要给他们的子孙留下点什么。
Of course, in some situations, I have seen how easy money can ruin lives.
其实，在一些情形下，我发现金钱很轻易就能毁掉人们的生活。
A friend of mine used to say that leaving your children a financial inheritance without a spiritual inheritance is a disaster.
我的一个朋友曾说过，只给孩子留下钱财，而没有给他们留下属灵遗产，会是一场灾祸。
The second commandment,
第二条诫命,
is not only a stern warning against worshiping God the wrong way,
不仅仅是对用错误的方式敬拜神的一个严厉警告,
but is a warning about worshiping the wrong way and passing that wrong way to the next generation.
而且也告诫我们不要把敬拜神的错误方式传给下一代。
The first commandment has to do with worshiping the right God.
第一条诫命讲的是要敬拜真神。
And the second commandment has to do with worshiping the right God the right way.
第二条诫命讲的是要用正确的方式来敬拜真神。
The first commandment tells us that we must reject false gods.
第一条诫命告诉我们一定要拒绝假神。
And the second commandment tells us that we must not worship the true God in any form of man-made image.
第二条诫命告诉我们一定不要用任何人造的形象来敬拜真神。
And that is why this commandment is very relevant to every believer in Jesus Christ.
因此这条诫命是和每一个相信耶稣基督的信徒息息相关的。
Again, if you have your Bible with you, please turn to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 4.
如果你手上有圣经的话，请翻到出埃及记二十章第四节。
Here's what the second commandment said.
第二条诫命是这样说的。
You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or the earth beneath, or the water below.You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but show love to thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandments.
不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物。不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他， 因为我耶和华你的神是忌邪的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
This commandment falls under four headings.
这条诫命可以分为四个重点。
First, the precept.
第一是规则。
Secondly, the premise.
第二是前提。
Then, the premonition.
第三是告诫。
And then, the promise.
最后是应许。
What is the precept here?
这里讲的规则是什么呢？
It is very simple.
非常简单。
Do not create any representation of God, whether that representation is carved by hand or created in your imagination.
不要制造任何偶像来替代神，无论是人手所做的，还是在你的意念中想象出来的。
That's the precept.
这就是规则。
And I don't want you to misunderstand this commandment.
请不要误解这条诫命。
There is a world of difference between artistic design and the worship of these works of art.
在艺术创作和崇拜这些艺术品之间是有本质上的区别的。
And that is why the second part of this precept says, "You shall not bow down to them nor worship them."
因此，这条规则后半部分说，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉它。
It must not take place.
那是绝对不可以的。
But please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
但请留心我将要告诉你的。
Some people also make idols out of pastors and teachers and priests.
有些人会把牧师、老师和传道人当作偶像。
They may not bow down to them, but they follow them to the point of adoration.
他们也许不会跪拜，但他们会追随这些人到一个崇拜的地步。
But teachers and preachers are simply instruments of God.
但老师和传道人只不过是神所使用的器皿。
In the book of Exodus, God's people worshipped him wrongly.
在出埃及记中，神的百姓用错误的方式来敬拜神。
By worshipping an image they created to represent God.
他们敬拜自己手所造的可以象征神的一个偶像。
When God's people became impatient with Moses, they created a bull and they bowed to worship it.
当神的百姓对摩西失去了耐心时，他们就做了一个金牛犊，并且跪拜他。
But they were not really worshiping a bull.
其实他们不是在拜一只牛犊。
As far as they were concerned, they were worshiping Yahweh.
对他们来说，他们认为自己是在敬拜耶和华。
And they said to themselves, Yahweh represents power.
他们告诉自己，耶和华就等于能力。
And the symbol of power was a bull.
而牛犊是能力的标志。
So they poured their wealth and their gold and their silver and they made that bull image.
于是他们倾其所有的金银财宝做成了那只金牛犊。
But in their false worship, they were focused only on one aspect of God.
在他们错误的敬拜中，他们只注重神的某一种特性。
And that's what idolatry does.
这就是偶像崇拜。
People today are worshiping all kinds of false representations of the true God.
今天人们在敬拜各式各样虚假的替代物，代替对真神的敬拜。
And the tragedy is they think that they're worshiping God.
可悲的是，他们还以为自己是在敬拜真神。
But God said, do not make an image of me.
神说，不可雕刻我的像。
Now this is the precept.
这就是规则。
What about the premise of the precept?
那么这个规则的前提是什么呢？
What is the reason for the rule or the command, you shall not bow to idols?
设立不可跪拜那些像，这条诫命的原因是什么呢？
Why?
为什么要设立这条诫命呢？
For I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God.
因为我耶和华你的神是忌邪的神。
Why should you not confuse God with representations of God?
为什么不可将神和神的雕像混为一谈呢？
Because sooner or later you will focus on the representation and forget the real thing.
这是因为你迟早都会只专注于那个雕像而忘了真神。
And God does not want us to focus on that representation out of love for us.
正是因为神爱我们，才不愿我们专注于那个雕像。
Some of you probably are saying, what does love have to do with jealousy?
有些人也许会问，爱和嫉妒有什么关联呢？
Does God forbid us from making any association with him because he is a jealous God?
难道因为我们的神是嫉邪的神，他就禁止我们制造一些与他有关的东西吗？
In the truest sense of the word, jealousy is not bad.
就嫉妒这个词最真实的含义而言，它并不是贬义的。
We often confuse the word jealousy and we use it in the wrong way.
我们常常搞不清嫉妒这个词的意思，把它用错了地方。
We sometimes talk about jealousy when we really mean envy.
有时我们说嫉妒的时候，其实我们要表达的意思是羡慕。
And there are two different things.
它们是两个不同的词。
The word zealous or zeal means to guard that which is rightfully yours.
热心的或热诚这个词的意思是守卫那本来就属于你的东西。
That's what jealousy does. It guards that which is rightfully yours.
嫉妒就是这个意思，它是指守卫属于你的东西。
That is very different from envy.
这与羡慕的区别是非常大的。
And that's what God means when he talks about being jealous about his children.
当神谈到对他儿女而言，他是嫉邪的神，指的就是这个意思。
When God sees his children in a grip of another, he becomes jealous.
当神看到自己的儿女被别的神所控制的时候，他就嫉妒起来。
Whatever that God may be, that makes God jealous.
无论那个别的神是什么，都会让上帝嫉妒起来。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because God's love for his children is an exclusive love.
因为神对他儿女的爱是具有排他性的。
Because God is passionate about you.
因为神对你倾注了他的情感。
And that is why he becomes jealous when he sees you in the grip of another God.
因此当神看到你被别的神操纵的时候，他就嫉妒起来。
When you are more concerned about your likings and dislikings than God's glory,
当你关心自己的喜好胜过神的荣耀的时候，
When you are more in love with yourself than with him,
当你爱自己胜过你爱神的时候，
When you are more in love with your possessions than you are with him,
当你爱自己的财产超过你爱神的时候，
God becomes jealous.
神就嫉妒起来。
God's jealousy is a protective jealousy.
神的嫉妒是一种保护性的嫉妒。
Because he knows that idols are terrible for you.
因为他知道那些偶像对你的影响是极坏的。
He knows that idols ultimately are very destructive in your life.
他知道那些偶像最终会破坏你的生命。
Because he knows that idols have the power to limit God in your life.
因为他知道那些偶像会限制神在你生命中的地位。
He knows that idols have the power to obscure God in your life.
他知道那些偶像会让你看不清神在你生命中的影响。
And he knows that idols have power to control you.
他还知道那些偶像会控制你。
That idols have the power to blind you to the truth.
那些偶像会让你对真理视而不见。
Idols have the power to rob you of the blessings that God wants to give you.
那些偶像会将神想要赐给你的福从你手中夺走。
And God loves you too much, and that is why he becomes jealous when he sees you flirting with idols.
神是如此的爱你。因此当他看到你迷恋那些偶像的时候，他就嫉妒起来。
God loves you too much, And that is why he becomes jealous when he sees you obsessed with something or someone.
神是如此的爱你，因此当他看到你对某些人或东西着迷的时候，他就嫉妒起来。
Someone said jealousy is God's love protecting itself.
有人说嫉邪是神一种保护性的爱。
So we saw the precept or the rule of God.
好，我们谈过了神给我们的规则。
Secondly, we saw the premise or the reason for the rule of God.
第二，我们也明白了神颁布规则的前提或原因。
Thirdly and fourthly, we have the premonition and the promise.
第三、第四，我们来看告诫和应许。
What is the premonition or the warning?
什么是告诫或警告呢？
Listen carefully, please, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，请留意。
The premonition is that if you persist in breaking the second commandment, then not only will you suffer, but the next generation is going to suffer as well.
告诫就是如果你执意要违反第二条诫命，那么不仅你会受苦，你的后代也要受苦。
Let me explain something to you.
让我来给你解释一下。
Idolatry is the perversion of what is real.
拜偶像是对真实的一种颠倒。
Idolatry takes something good and twists it.
拜偶像是对美好的一种扭曲。
Idolatry takes something that belongs to God and turns it against God.
拜偶像是将原本属于神的扭转过来与神为敌。
You see, idolatry is a way of showing hatred to God whether you are conscious of it or not.
无论你意识到没有，拜偶像就是对神的仇视。
The principle is this.
规律是这样的。
That the fathers who hate God are going to have children who hate God.
父辈仇视神，他的孩子也会仇视神。
Children often are impacted by their parents.
孩子们常常受父母很深的影响。
But there is more to this warning.
在这个告诫里还有深一层的含义。
God holds families responsible for their conduct as families.
神以家庭为单位，让人们对自己的行为负责。
Now please don't misunderstand me.
请不要误会。
It doesn't mean that God's grace cannot invade a family of parents who are godless and the child becomes converted to Christ.
这并不是说神的恩典不能临到那些父母不敬虔而孩子却愿意相信耶稣的家庭。
In fact, God stresses individual responsibility.
事实上神也强调个人的责任。
In Ezekiel 18:20, he says, The soul that sins, it shall die.
在以西结书18:20里说，唯有犯罪的，他必死亡。
But there is something here in the second commandment I don't want you to miss.
但在第二条诫命里有些重点，请你注意，千万不要漏掉。
God said that he will judge those who hate him to the third and fourth generation.
神说恨他的，他必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
People often make the mistake of thinking that the second commandment means that the fathers are guilty, but the children get punished.
人们常常误以为第二条诫命的意思是讲父辈犯了罪，孩子却受惩罚。
That is not what it means at all.
这完全不是这条诫命的意思。
But often parents who hate God have children who hate God.
但通常父辈仇视神，他的孩子们也会仇视神。
The general principle is that the fathers who curse God will produce children who curse God.
一般来说，父辈咒诅神的，也会教养出咒诅神的孩子。
But it doesn't mean that God's grace cannot invade and convert someone in a family like this.
但这并不是说神的恩典不能临到和转变这种家庭中的某一个人。
So God gives us the precept or the rule.
所以神给了我们规则或准则。
And then he gives us the premise or the reason for the rule.
然后神告诉我们颁布规则的前提或原因。
Then he gives us a premonition or the warning for not keeping the rule.
接着神又对不遵守这些规则的人发出了警戒或警告。
But the best part is the last part, which is the promise of keeping his command.
最后的这一部分才是最好的，那就是遵守诫命所得到的应许。
Look at the promise of God with me, please.
请跟我一起来看神的应许。
Right at the end of the second commandment,
就在第二条诫命的结束部分。
There is a contrast.
这里是一个对比。
God judges those who hate him to the third and fourth generation.
神说恨他的，他必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
But then those who love him are going to be blessed for 1,000 generations.
而爱他的，他必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
My listening friend, when you comprehend this, it will make you rejoice.
我亲爱的朋友，当你理解了这点，你就会喜乐起来了。
Because this contrast tells me that judgment is very strange to God, but grace is very natural to him.
因为这个对比告诉我，神不常常审判，却很愿意施恩典。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是何等的奇妙吗？
Judgment is the exception, but he does it because of his justice and righteousness.
审判属于非常的情况，神这么做是因为他的公义和正直。
God's judgment is not because he enjoys judging.
神审判并不是他喜欢审判。
No.
不是的。
Because God loves pouring grace on you.
因为神乐意将恩典倾注于你。
And that is why the contrast between 4 generations and 1,000 generations.
因此才有三四代和千代的对比。
Let me speak to the parents just for a minute.
我想对为人父母的说一句话。
This promise should make you far more concerned about leaving your children a spiritual legacy than anything else.
这应许应该让你更关注给孩子们留下属灵的遗产，而不是别的。
This promise should make you determined to leave your children and your grandchildren a legacy of passion for God.
这应许应该让你定义给子孙留下一笔遗产，就是诚挚地爱神。
This promise should compel you to leave a role model of love for Jesus Christ, not love for money.
这应许应该促使你立下楷模，爱耶稣基督而不贪爱钱财。
Every time you remove one of the idols in your life,
每一次你将自己生命中的偶像除去，
your blessing will be far greater than you can imagine.
你所得到的福分将远比你想象的更多。
Every time you destroy an idol in your life,
每一次你将自己生命中的偶像打碎，
it will bring you untold treasures of grace and mercy and blessings.
那将会给你带来数不清的恩典、怜悯和赐福。
Every idol that you strike down and break down,
你每每击倒和打碎一个偶像，
from that will pour out answers to prayer that you have been waiting for so long.
就会为你带来祷告的回应，那是你等待已久的。
In some cases, God delays answers to prayer until you deal with the idols in your life.
有些时候，神推迟对祷告的回应，直到你对付掉你生命中的偶像。
My listening friend, listen to me very carefully as I conclude.
亲爱的朋友，在我结束的时候，请你留意。
Only you know what these idols are.
只有你才知道这些偶像是什么。
Only you can say to the Lord Jesus.
只有你才能对主耶稣说，
Lord Jesus, with your power and with your strength, I strike a blow at these idols in my life.
主耶稣，靠着你的大能和力量，我给了那些我生命中的偶像有力的一击。
I will not let them rule my life.
我不会让他们再控制我的生命。
I will not let them dominate my thoughts.
我不会让他们再主导我的思想。
I will not let them rob me of the blessing.
我不会让他们再夺走你赐给我的福分。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
原来这个告诫中更深一步的关系影响，就是孩子们从父母身上所学到的信仰的继承。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们能够留给孩子们最好的东西是什么呢？我们可以做什么呢？其实呢，那最好的财富就是活出基督的样式，如此孩子们才会透过我们来真正的认识这位神。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
Show you.